Hello and welcome to my podcast. So tonight, I just really wanted to come by and have a discussion and a little chit chat with some of my female listeners. Recently, I saw Gabby Sidibe, who played Precious, got engaged, and she posted it on Instagram, and I went to the comments because I absolutely love Gabby. I think she is an amazing actress, and I think her committing to herself to be the best version of herself by working out, watching what she eats, and losing weight, not just for, you know, Hollywood standards. She did it for herself. So in the midst of all that, she's found love. And when I tell you, I was disgusted at the comments of men in general commenting, like, why are you underneath a female's page trying to pit female against female? I would never understand it. But what really got my attention is from females, from other women. And it made me upset because I've been where Gabby has been. I am a heavier female. I'm a bigger female. I'm 5'10 to be exact. And I know how it is to try your best to live your life and be confident at any size and embrace your flaws and your imperfections. Like, I know how she feels. I know how Lizzo feels. I know how the girl, I think her name is Danielle Brooks from Orange is the New Black. Amber Riley, another actress who is a plus size woman in entertainment. So I just know that feeling. So to read all those comments of women putting her down and making throw up emojis on her page and telling her that, okay, you lost weight, but your face is still fat. Just like disgusting things. And we as women, we have to stop that. Every woman, I don't care what size you are, what height you are, what race you are, you're beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And we have to stop this tearing down and competition and putting down women just to boost our self-confidence up. That's not how the world is supposed to view us. We are supposed to be viewed as queens and the life givers in this world. And we are viewed as sex objects. We are viewed for our weight. We are viewed for our religions, we are viewed for everything under the sun, but what we are, and that's women. And if you are a woman that listens to my podcast, I want you to really think about next time you even do self-hate on yourself. When you look in the mirror and you're complaining about how big your forehead is, or how big your lips are, or how thin your lips are, or you have bags under your eyes, or if you have a full-length mirror, you're complaining about you don't have a big backside, you know, you're not curvy enough, you don't look like Kim K, you don't look like an Instagram model, or even if you do look like a Kim K or an Instagram model, they have imperfections too. They may not like that they're knock-kneed or they're too bow-legged or their ankles are too skinny. Or they have freckles on their belly that they have to cover up with makeup. So either way, every woman has an imperfection that they don't like. So tonight, instead of My beautiful women that listen to this podcast, tear yourselves apart. Embrace that. Embrace the gap in your tooth. Embrace the extra hair on your chin and your thick sideburns. Hey, genetics, you probably got it from your mama. She probably got it from hers. Embrace your texture of your hair without a relaxer or without a perm. Embrace that. embrace your chest size. If you have a flat chest, don't go putting yourself down for it. Embrace it. If you have big breasts and they make you feel insecure and you put yourself down because of your big breasts, don't do that. Because those are the breasts that God has given you, no matter what size they are. If you are a bigger woman, stop doing all these fad diets just to appease a man or appease your coworkers or your family. If you want to lose weight, do it for you. Become the best version of yourself for you. Do it for health reasons. Do it because you're borderline diabetic, or do it because you do have diabetes and your numbers are too high. Your cholesterol is too high. You feel like your body is giving out because it can't support the extra weight. Do it the right way. Get in the gym. Don't go crazy. Work out. Walk around the block. Watch what you eat. You know, instead of 5 slices of pizza, take your time. Have 2. Instead of 5 cookies, have 3. Instead of ordering a large French fry, order a small French fry with no salt. Instead of ordering a quarter pounder with cheese, order the kids' meal. The same thing goes for smaller women who get picked on for not being meaty enough, or they're, you know, they can't gain weight because their metabolism is so fast and they take all these weight gainers and drink all this Ensure and all this stuff. No, that's the wrong way. Ask your doctor what type of metabolism you have, and maybe he can work out a plan for you to gain weight. If not, that's genetics. If you are a smaller individual and you cannot gain weight, I guarantee you it's a genetic link. It's not for you to be going to Krispy Kreme and eating 10 chicken McNuggets knowing that your stomach can only handle 5. That's not good. Just to gain weight, just to compete with an Instagram model or a medium-sized built woman? No. Don't do that to yourselves, ladies. We should all just embrace what God has given us. And if we want to enhance it, that is our given right. I am not against breast implants. I'm not against nose jobs, especially if it affects your breathing. It's your body. Well, really, the body is a temple. But it's your body, and if you want to get a surgery for yourself, let's say you've had 5 kids, you've tried the gym, you've tried, you know, a dietitian, and you've lost weight, but you still have a pudge. If you want to get liposuction and it's okay with your doctor and it will make your outfits look better because you've lost weight and you have extra skin and you want to get it removed, by all means, do that. Women, we have to love on ourselves. Look in the mirror every day and kiss it if you have to, because we're all bad. We all have things that we have on our bodies that other people wish they had. We should all be fans of each other. It shouldn't be a competition. Like, let me share something with you. So, my best friend, we have been friends for years. I actually met her when she was 10 and I was 12, I think, and we lost touch for years. We got back in touch in high school. It just so happens her oldest brother and I are more closer in age, and we all went to the same high school. We lost touch again and reunited in our adult lives. And let me tell you, my best friend, it looks like a model. Like, she's beautiful. Her skin is lighter than mine. Her hair goes down to the middle of her back. She has these beautiful big eyes like Bambi. A beautiful round out forehead. And her body is very statuesque. She has, you know, nice legs and a nice derriere. And when I look at her, I'm never in competition with her, because that is what God put on her. Me, I don't have that. I'm not light skinned. My hair is long, but it doesn't go down to the middle of my back. And I definitely don't have a big derriere. And I have scars and stuff on my legs. But I don't ever make my friend or make myself feel less than because she's more attractive than I am. To be honest, I feel like we are both attractive. And I think that is why we have been friends for years, because we had never been in competition. I never talk about her body flaws, and she never has ever said anything about my weight. And I've never said anything about something that she has on her body that she may want to change, because we are not in competition. When she straighten her hair and she gets dolled up, I give her props. She's the most beautiful person inside. And I always give her props. I always say, sis, you look good. Your skin looks amazing. Oh my God, you're so gorgeous. And guess what? My best friend, she gives that back to me. Even when I'm looking bummy, she always has beautiful, kind, encouraging words. And I think all females should be like that to one another. So if you are listening to this podcast and you have a group of girlfriends, instead of sitting around tearing each other down or on the phone, tearing each other down, just compliment each other, uplift each other. You know, and like I said, women who listen to my podcast, be encouraged. You're beautiful. And don't let nobody tell you that you're not. I'm telling you, you are. Not everybody looks like a supermodel. Not everybody is a Tyra Banks. Not everybody is a Beyonce. Not everybody is a Nia Long. You know? Not everybody is a Regina Hall, a Gabrielle Union, a Megan Fox, a Lala. Like, all of those women I just named are beautiful women. Carrie Underwood, another beautiful woman. Jeannie Mai from the Real. She's Asian descent. She's beautiful. The Kardashians, beautiful women. So I think it's important to know that what God put on you, He put on you for you. It wasn't to be in competition or tear yourself down or go get surgery and Brazilian butt lifts and to be anorexic and throw up your food and do all that stuff. And I'm not mocking people who are anorexic, because that is a serious thing. And if you feel like you are that, you need to seek help immediately. It is not healthy to regurgitate your food. I'm just saying, I didn't say that to mock anorexic people, but yes, people, uplift, encourage, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Until next time.